visits from his children and grandchildren. And sadly, after being diagnosed with leukemia in 2009, in 2015 he suffered a heart attack, and as Wayne would have put it, he left his body, returning to the infinite source to embark on his next adventure. Fortunately for you, we have decades of Wayne Dyer's amazing wisdom presented in this unforgettable audio collection. This program is comprised of classic audio segments from over 12 of Wayne's best-selling programs and consists of many of the best ideas over Wayne Dyer's long and illustrious career. And it not only contains ideas for you, but also for those you love, whether it be your lifetime spouse or partner, or even your children. I can still remember the days when Wayne would arrive at our Nightingale Conant studios, always recording from an outline, never a script, delivering all of his ideas and stories in a compelling fashion, straight from the heart. Listening to this series brought me right back to those moments with Wayne, when I knew I was hearing priceless wisdom from a soon-to-be legend. I'm excited to share those same priceless moments with you, and I'm equally excited to see the impact that Wayne's ideas will soon have on your emotional and spiritual life. We begin in this first session with the foundational idea from which nearly everything Wayne discussed arose, the idea that you are in control of your thoughts. And not only can you choose the thoughts that are most empowering for you, but that you can direct those thoughts to manifest whatever outcome you desire. So let's begin the series by taking a front row seat at this live seminar as Nightingale Conant is proud to present the ultimate Wayne Dyer Library. Take it away, Wayne.
I'm just beginning to understand that what we think about is much more powerful than I'd ever given consideration to before in my life. And I'm beginning to get evidence for it. I'm beginning to see it as I look back on things. When I was a little boy, we had an Admiral television set in 1951. I was 11 years old. We were one of the few people in the neighborhood to have this little TV. I used to stay up late at night and watch the Tonight Show with Steve Allen on it. And I had this thought. And it was a very powerful thought. And the thought was that I would be on the Tonight Show. I just knew it. And I used to tell my brothers what I was going to talk about when I would be on the Tonight Show. And I was only 11 or 12 years old. They were 13 and 15. And they say, oh, yeah, sure, you're always dreaming. You've always got... Well, I'd still stay up at night, and everybody else would go off to sleep, and I would be watching the show. I'd watch it every single night, all of his funny routines that he did and all the characters on it and everything. And I could see myself, I could picture myself sitting on the panel there and having him interview me or having him be there with me and all of that. And that passed, and many, many things like that, though, in my life that I thought about. Well, the irony of ironies is that 1976, 25 years later, I'm the author of a book that is at the top of the bestseller list around the world, The Erroneous Zones. I'm invited to do The Tonight Show, and Shecky Green is the host that night. It was the very first time I ever did the show, out of 34 or 35 times. I was so excited. It was like a dream come true that I was going to be on The Tonight Show. I'd already done several other big shows and all of that, but this was really something big. I went over, there was a bank of phones outside the green room where you get dressed for the show. I decided to call my wife and family back home and tell them that I was going to be on and Shecky Green was going to be the host and so on. I went over to the phone, I picked up the phone, and I called my wife and I was talking to her, and then on the phone next to me, in this bank of phones, Steve Allen. Steve Allen is standing there talking on the phone to his wife. And I take the phone receiver out of my hand and telling my wife, I said, you're not going to believe this, but Steve Allen is standing here right next to me. And I take the phone and reach it over so that she can hear his voice. And he's talking to his wife. And he's looking at me like, who is this crazy guy? Well, it turns out that the very first guest on the show that night was Steve Allen. After all those years, and there I was sitting there talking to him. A lot of people will label a situation like that as circumstances, you know, or just coincidence, or just blind random luck or whatever. I've come to know that there's no such thing in the universe, that what you think about expands, and that if you have a thought in your mind,